It's the 21st of April. I'm Steve-O. This is your Bedford News in 100 seconds. The five candidates running for Bedford Borough Mayor recently took part in a climate hustings organised by the University of Bedfordshire and the Beds Climate Change Forum. The participants at the event mostly agreed that the environmental issues were an essential focus. They included incumbent Lib Dem Mayor Dave Hodgson, Labour's Saqib Ali, Tom Wootton for the Conservative Party and Adrian Spurrell representing the Green Party. However, Heritage Party delegate Alberto Thomas disagreed with his counterpart, stating, "We don't think there is a climate emergency." He also believes that we should dismantle wind turbines and solar panel farms in favour of coal and nuclear energy. He concluded by saying that the proposed solution seems far worse for society than the problem. The Marshall Aerospace move from Cambridge City Airport to Cranfield Airport in Bedfordshire has now been approved. The company engages in the repair and maintenance of aircraft, as well as other research and development functions. Relocation plans prevailed based on the economic benefits, despite noise and traffic objections. Two arrests have been made in the Luton stabbing death of Derek Kinuna. The 19-year-old was attacked in Hucklesbury Way and Hitchin Road following a disagreement. Two men have since been arrested, 19-year-old Luton resident Shaquille Morton and an unidentified suspect in his 20s. Sam Carner, Detective Chief Inspector with the BCH Major Crime Unit, said, "We are continuing a number of inquiries and would urge the public to support our investigation." Nick Cunningham from Bedford has now secured a place on the Professional Golfers Association Tour. Cunningham said that he was looking forward to the challenges ahead. That's all for this week. I'll be back on Monday with your Bedford News updates.